Are you excited?
Yes.
Jed Wood! Oh, people! I'm overcome with emotion. We're just backstage right now at the very famous Enmore Theatre. I came through and there are a lot of Irish people with big smiles on their faces to see these guys.
Hey everyone, it's John.
I'm Edward.
And together we are Jed Ward, and we are an Irish pop duo from Ireland. We're so excited to perform the Enmore Theatre. It's so great to be here because you had everybody here. We just got mic'd up. We have our mics on right now, our in-ears on, so we can hear ourselves.
If you have
no clue who we are. We did X Factor 5 years ago. Then we did Eurovision twice, represented Ireland 2 years in a row.
You had the shower. You finished the act with the shower.
Yes. It was Waterline. We had a song called Waterline, so we had to have water on stage. And then we had a real high-tempo song called Lipstick. Highlights that we've done, we've got to perform for Barack Obama. That was crazy. We got to meet him. He was like, what's this whole Jedward thing about? And we were like, John, it's Edward.
I watched you guys on Eurovision, and I was wearing a cardboard hairdo like yours while I was watching it.
Yes.
Where was Barack? Mr. Obama, he didn't have
He was at the White House. This is very important. I met these guys. I got to watch Eurovision. He actually gave us a packet of M&Ms. They're like this special pack signed by the president. They're like his special pack he hands out to people.
She's got a lipstick on, here I come, da-da-dum. She's got a lipstick on, hit and run, then I'm gone. Here I come, dum-da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Here I come, bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
You guys are only just slightly too old for junior Eurovision, aren't you?
Yes, we are 22. We turned that age this year. A lot of people in Australia think we are only like 18. It's awesome that me and John got to meet so much big people here. Like we got to meet Ida Butros. Growing up, we had a poster on our wall. Wink,
now,
wink.
My favourite Irish bands are the Rubber Bandits.
Yes.
And the Sultans of Ping FC.
I know the Rubber Bandits, but I don't know the Salt and Ping.
Sultans of Ping. Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? It was probably released in 1990 before you were born.
We have Christmas jumpers. We don't usually wear jumpers. We wear suits and ties. I think everyone's really, really excited as well because it's getting really, really close to Christmas, a.k.a. Jedmas. Yeah, because there's only like 24 days to Christmas. So
Jedmas?
When me and John were in school, we got a lot of fake snow and covered our room in it and our mom went crazy.
You haven't got fake fans, but let me tell you, I just tweeted casually that I would like to interview you and all these people leaped up from Germany, all across the world, the Jedward Army, I believe they're called, and helped me out to
So if someone says mentions Jedward, they're on it. Well, I want to tell you something, okay? There was a really nice red couch in our backstage, so we decided...
Oh, hang on. Let's work that red couch.
Yes, amazing red couch. There used to be two red couches. We put one on stage. All the listeners are listening, it's a velvet red couch.
Is that going to be your Tom Cruise moment or your Lady Gaga moment?
It's a velvet red couch.
We might have like
a mini talk show on stage. The Enmore Theatre will go a bit crazy on us, maybe.
We met Dannii Minogue this week as well, and she was cool.
What the fans told me about you guys, they said, look, just turn up and let them do the interview and don't try and steer it. They will just push it in whatever way they want. At last, someone I can just turn up and go, how you going?
Yes, we're really, really good. But I know, it's really good because we first landed in Sydney, then we went to Perth, then we went to Melbourne, now we're back in Sydney.
And it was on Twitter that you went to the toilet a lot on the plane.
What? Well, we were full of liquids. We're like a waterfall.
But on a plane, like, what else can you do except sit there and drink, like, a lot of Coca-Cola?
You guys, I love... You're always happy.
Yeah,
you actually out Graham Norton. Graham Norton.
Amazing.
We were on Graham Norton's show twice. Like, he's a real big fan. Up to, like, I think, like, 2 hours ago, I was, like, asleep on an aeroplane.
One time a pilot actually let John into the cockpit.
Like, we were flying from Latvia to, I think, Denmark or something like that. And they actually brought me into the cockpit. And the passengers on board were, like, flipping out going, what is going on? And I was actually in there. And, like, normally you're not meant to have your phones on. We all had our phones on. And we were all taking pictures.
Jedward, they're trouble.
We're good, guys.
I'm getting the evil eye from a whole bunch of people here. I've got to let you get on stage there. Just before I go, one favourite pop track from each of you. What's your favourite pop track of all time?
Okay, my favourite pop track of all time would have to be Backstreet Boys' I Want That Way. Teen Spirit.
Nirvana?
Yeah. My favourite pop track of all time would have to be Elvis, Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yes, the Jedheads are all lined up here down the front of the stage, mainly girls, with the odd curious guy. Are you a Jedward fan?
Yes.
How excited were you when you heard they were coming to Australia?
Well, I was shocked.
Some people just don't know who they are here, do they?
Yeah.
I'm going to Jedward and they think it's a law firm or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm actually in front of the barricade now, so if any stage diving takes place, I'll be catching them. A big security gig for Jedward, isn't it, sir?
It's great.
They look like a dangerous crowd.
Exactly. Gotta be on my toes.
You're right down the front now. How come you're such a big fan, since they're from Ireland and we don't see that much of them here sometimes?
Well, I'm a twin, so we have something in common to Jedward. Twins for life. They're just awesome and they rock.
We're from Poole in Dorset and we've been to all of their concerts.
and tours, and we fell in love with them in the X Factor.
Aren't they lively, fun guys?
They're so, so talented. They're amazing guys. They're really lovely to their fans.
They are the only people I've ever known that can actually out Graham Norton, Graham Norton.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, definitely. Another thing about them is that they're very inspirational to young people, and they stand up for Bully, and they do a lot of work for charities, which I think a lot of people don't know about.
They're very happy and positive, so that flows on. Yeah,
very much so. They're really positive, have a fantastic vibe, and we call it living on Planet Jedward.
Boys are about to come on.
Thank you.